Welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsen, and in this epic episode, we'll talk about HALT, an inversion strategy for when to take decisions. So in a previous episode, we talked about mental models, and there I briefly mentioned that we should aim to become a high-level decision maker, to become happy. So, mental models can help us simplify the world to make better decisions. And if we make better decisions, we ultimately get better results. Better results means that we get what we want. And in theory, this should lead us to be more happy, more fulfilled with our goals, aims in life. So, decision is a skill. Taking decisions is a skill you can consider, as I mentioned in that episode as well, compound interests for your mind or your way of thinking. And it's a timeless skill. You will have to make decisions for the rest of your life. But there's several ways to make mistakes during decisions, and that you can sort out with using mental models. And this acronym, HALT, is actually from Alcoholics Anonymous. And we can use it in our lives for when not to take a decision. And you can use you can consider it a mental model for a lot of things. For instance, if you are an addict, and we all have our, you know, addictions. In some cases, it can be candy. Some other cases, and in many cases that I see in my day to day, is the mobile phone, doom scrolling, social media, etc. Can be other vices as well. Another thing that I realized the other day is to think too much can also be an addiction. Reading a good book at the moment, it's called The Craving Mind. I will deeply recommend it. But let's get back to the acronym. So, we want to become good decision makers. And then let's invert that. When should we not take decisions? HALT stands for hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. So when you are hungry, obviously, it's not a good time to make a high-level important decision. When you're angry, also very bad situation to take a good, long-term, high-level decision. You will be clouded by your angriness. And you know, it's a saying from Charlie Munger, a guy I mentioned many times now on the podcast, Warren Buffett's sidekick. He mentioned something in his book, Poor Charlie's Almanac, that if it's such a good idea to tell this person to go to hell, you might as well do it tomorrow. So bad news or angry news can always wait to someone else. But actually, you can invert that as well. So bad news for instance, your board, steering committee, you should immediately inform. That's the transparency principle, but let's drop that for now. I'm confusing you. So when you're angry, don't take a decision. Lonely, if you're lonely, feeling lonely, is also a bad time to make a decision. This is, of course, extremely subjective, but loneliness is a thing we mentioned as well. I think in the episode about weapons grade, can't really remember at the moment. So this is a pandemic going on. But if you feel lonely, also bad time. Take a decision. And tired with small kids that I have, it's not that uncommon to feel tired. A lot of people I hang out with also have kids at this stage in life. Also, generally, bad time to take high-level decisions. There you have it. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. HALT. So HALT also in Swedish means, you know, stop. We say it in the military, you know, HALT. So you can use that as a reminder. So for the next coming, until the next session, until the next class, use halt in your everyday decision making and just stop and ask yourself, am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Then postpone the decision if possible. Best of luck to you, and talk to you in the next class.